Music by I Am They on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Ryan is out once again today. Can you believe it? Well, I've recruited a little bit of help here for the What Day Is It game. Welcome, Tracy Jones.
Good morning, Beth.
It's always good to have you here.
It's fun.
Yeah, I love it when the girls are in the studio, especially this early in the morning. And Tracy, I could use your help today with the What Day Is It game.
All right, I'll do my best.
Oh, I know you always do.
It's kind of hard to figure out what's going on in Ryan's head, though, sometimes. So
welcome, it can be a little tricky. Welcome to Mornings on Kinship Radio. Well, you know how the game works. What happens is Ryan chooses holidays on the calendar. He chooses two that are real, and then he makes up a third one, and then he usually presses me, and now he's pressing Tracy and you, the Kinship Radio family, to determine which one of the 3 days is the one that he has completely fabricated, made up the fake day, if you will. And in his absence, Ryan has recorded 3 days for us to choose from. So, Tracy, are you ready to hear our options for today?
I'm ready.
All right, Ryan, what are the 3 days we have to choose from today?
Okay, here are your options for the What Day Is It game for Tuesday, March 26th. Okay, we got National Nougat Day. Nougat is the French candy. National Meter Maid Day and National Spinach Day. So out of those, which one did I make up?
Okay, three very different days for us to choose.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he's got two foods.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think you could kind of lump those together and go with the other one, but that's too easy.
You can't combine nougat and spinach, though, no matter how hard you try.
No, just in your mind is food.
It seems wrong on every level. Blah.
Well, I would think National Spinach Day would be an actual day because of Popeye.
Popeye.
That just kind of popped in my head, and so many people know who Popeye is.
True.
Well, maybe not everybody now, but in my day.
Popeye when I was a kid.
Him.
It did not help me eat spinach, though.
I like spinach. Well, I don't like it cooked.
It's
just a little too stringy and not a pleasant texture in my mouth.
No. Nope. Okay, we're in agreement on that. We don't like spinach. But it could be a day.
It could.
Okay. I'm all for nougat.
Nougat was my first choice.
I am
as I was reading through
nougat.
So it's really, really good. And it is right around Easter, you know, and everybody eats lots of candy.
I know.
So it could be a day around Easter.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the meter maid.
Yeah.
Now, that's something I haven't really seen a whole lot of, you know, the parking attendant, if you will. But
right.
I haven't lived in a true metropolitan area for a long time. I mean.
Yeah, I haven't either. I do know I don't know if it's still on. There used to be a TV show about the daily life of like parking attendants, meter maid, and all the cranky people that would get after them when they were trying to give them a ticket.
Oh, my.
That was a year or two ago. I don't know if that's still out.
I guess I don't watch enough television anymore. Either that or I watch too much science fiction, and that just doesn't show up in
I never actually watch
universe.
It. So it kind of goes through, you know, they show the little blips and how nasty people can get, and it's like, really?
Oh.
Hmm.
Wow. Okay, maybe they need a day then. They need a day to be celebrated.
They could, yeah.
I have no idea. Oh, dear. Well, we have to choose one as the fake day. Any thoughts?
My thought is National Nougat Day.
Hmm. As being the fake day?
The fake day, because doesn't sometimes he pick one and it's not necessarily today?
Oh, he does that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my first thought when I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
But see, now when you're talking about the meter maid, that's really not something all over the United States either.
Right. And the whole idea of a meter maid, I mean, it seems a little, I don't know, the terminology seems a little antiquated.
It is. But then he had in that parking attendant, and I'm like,
I know. Oh, Ryan, what do you do to us?
Ryan.
What do you do to us?
So I'm going to change my mind to meter maid.
You think?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I'm leaning that way.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We want to go meter maid?
Let's try it.
Okay. So we are saying Ryan made up National Meter Maid Day.
Yes.
Okay. Ryan, which day is the fake day?
The day that I made up is National Meter Maid Day.
Hey.
There is no such day.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, see, it's a good thing we are talking to each other because I would have been wrong.
Oh, we hate being wrong, don't we?
Ryan.
Well, Tracy, thank you. We did it. I feel good. I feel good about this.
Good way to start the day.
There you go. Tracy, so good to have you in the studio today. Thank you so very much. Here's music from Brad and Rebecca on Kinship Radio.